Every day, all I did was wake up and go for work. I had the most sad and happy times during this phase of mine. I'm not saying it was like a jail or something. In jail, we could at least see the sunlight. Whereas in the corporate world, all you see is tired people all around. I am so happy today. It is due to two main reasons. The first one is we talked in the 7th position in the Apple Podcast charts in stand-up comedy. And the second reason is I quit my job. Yeah, that's right. You heard it right. Wait, the second one doesn't necessarily make me completely happy nor sad. It is just that I miss that face as well as I don't want to go back there. Never ever again. This is me, your host, Dia from the Dia Talks, and welcome back to the new episode where I'm going to discuss about the things I learned from my work. And you too should if you are planning to work in the corporate world or maybe you're trying to be successful in your career. Before we start, let me thank all my dear listeners for actively engaging in the show and making it a great success. I mean, not the word great in front of it, okay? Making it a success. And don't forget to connect with me through Instagram where you get all the updates regarding new episode. Also, I hope you have listened to my previous episode regarding the same topic so that you can understand this episode much better. Now, let's come back to the topic. As I said earlier today, let's talk about the things I learned from my 2 months of work life. I thought it would be really hard for me to accommodate myself from the sudden difference in the environment. That is from the college to a corporate world. I practiced tons of time of how to behave with the colleagues and how to interact with them. But what happened, that was beyond my expectation. I snapped in without any awkwardness. I'm not saying that everyone was so perfect that each and everyone matched my vibe. But there were definitely behaviors from others that I didn't like. That is the number one lesson for you if you are in a similar situation. Accept it and move on. I'll give you an example. One of your colleagues is a very straightforward person and you don't like that character of them. But there will be others that prefer that kind of attitude over soft-spoken people. So what we have to do is accept the fact that that person is of the particular trait and we can't do anything about it. Learning to accept the way people behave can be so difficult at times, but gradually you will learn to control your emotions. I swear it's worth it. So that was the first step from me, learning to accept the way the situation or a person is and move on. The next step is for people pleasers. Learn to say no. Sometimes your boss might give you extra work and you're one of the people pleasers and you can't utter the word no. You get up from the place and stand up for yourself because no one's gonna do that for you. In my case, it was not that the managers gave me extra workload or something. It is one of the things I learned from certain circumstances. Along with this tip, let me add up that everything is temporary in life. Even you yourself is temporary. You don't have to fear what others will think about you. This is one of the life lessons I learned from my workplace and workforce. One day you'll be friends with a person and the next day the person might behave differently. This really happened with me. Me being a psychology student, first always analyzes the situation of the opposite person. Like, what is the real reason that made this particular person to behave this particular way? And secondly, I'll get into action. I'm not saying that I'll hit the person or try to harm them. I always confront. I'm a person who goes forward and says if I don't like something. Okay, we went too far. What I was saying is, the people you consider permanent in life right now are not. In fact, they're just faces that might or might not teach you new lessons in life. Whom to trust, how to consider, and so on. Damn, I must change the genre of my podcast to life lessons. The fourth tip is to be yourself. The corporate era in my life really changed the way I think. I learned that I don't have to be someone else. You just have to be yourself and enjoy it. Maybe for example, in the first case, I said that a friend of mine is too straightforward and people didn't like that. That doesn't mean that she has to change for others. She just has to be herself and there are others that love that behavior. The last lesson I learned is one of the most important thing, at least as I consider. It's actually the sacred key towards happiness. I don't usually reveal secrets, but I want you guys to know this so that you can be happy too. It is nothing but learn to be happy alone. Wait, don't skip that. It's not that simple as you think. Let me tell you my case as an example, openly. Okay. So I had this crush towards a person that I really liked him. I know most of the people will be able to relate to the next lines I'm going to tell. My mood entirely depends on the way that person talks to me. If he gives me immense attention and smiles at me, if he talks to me a lot, I'll be in cloud nine. Whereas if he didn't give me enough attention, I'll be so sad and mad and unhappy. See, I knew most of you all smirked because you found this relatable. After this time frame, after I had gotten over him, I started asking myself whether a random person was both your happiness and mood, and whether the value of your happiness is in another person. So I started to question myself, and gradually I sorted this out. Now I feel like I love even the small things I see. I find joy in even the winds, the moon, the plants. It's like I opened my eyes and started to see the world again without having to depend on others for my happiness. Oh my god, maybe I should write a book on this and I'll be a bestseller, I swear. There are other things I learned as well, like having self-respect, setting boundaries, learning to love yourself, loving solitude, making others smile, etc. But no time to give a long philosophical speech on these. Let me end this episode by concluding that if you have noted down these lessons in your head, you have now gained the superpower to deal with your emotions and stay healthy in a corporate life. And now don't forget to follow me on Instagram and other social media platforms, including my YouTube channel. Until the next episode, this is me, Dia, from the Dia Talks. I love you guys. Ta-da!